Hey guys, it's Brian. Usually I've been doing some pretty funny podcasts, but today I want to just go a little different and share with you some little pieces of wisdom that I have that I try to live by. I'm not saying you should follow these, I'm just saying these are some things that I think other people can learn from. I think these are some good things. You never stop learning. The only thing that changes is the classroom. So this is a pretty obvious one, which says if you're always learning new stuff, you're never done learning. All that, you know, this I came up with this one before I graduated. I was kind of freaking out, but I wrote it down because it made me feel good. There will always be those who are better than us. Without them, there would be no standard to live up to. So if you're looking, there's this guy who's better than me and this guy who's better than him, you have to realize that there's always going to be one person who is better than all of us because they are who we have to live up to be. And that's why you'll never be the greatest at something, is there's always something else to live up to. And most of the time you live up to that standard. If you become the person that everybody looks up to, is because you're dead. A la Pablo Picasso. Don't try to be perfect. We're all human. Very simple. Don't overthink so much. The solution is probably quite simple. If it makes you happy, do it. If they make you happy, tell them. Don't live your life just, being mediocre, just kind of living okay. Just go for it, man. You'll never be happy doing bare minimum. You really won't. If you don't know something, educate yourself. Don't live in ignorance. Just because you don't know doesn't mean you can't find out. What you see isn't always what you get. This goes both ways, which means sometimes something crappy is fantastic, and sometimes something fantastic is crappy. It can work both ways. Very simple. This is one I stole. Money can't buy happiness, yet somehow it's more comfortable to cry on a Mercedes than in a bike. It's hilarious, I think. Don't be so close-minded about things. Change your views. Just because you had an opinion once doesn't mean you can't, change your opinion. Changing an opinion is how you grow. If you don't ask, the answer is no. If you do ask and it's still no, then at least you know the answer. That seems simple enough. Just ask if you don't know. Don't criticize, analyze. This is something awesome that a lady told me, a therapist, psychiatrist. She said, the best way to get better at things is to not criticize, is to analyze. See what you did and what you can do better. This is a very important one to me. If you think someone in your life is a negative influence, cut them out. It doesn't matter how good of a friend they were. It doesn't matter if you've known them for 20 years. It doesn't matter if they're your best friend in the world. If they're a negative influence, just cut them out. They're not worth it. Here's a funny one. Sometimes you gotta let the kid touch the stove. Which means sometimes you gotta get hurt to understand the lesson. You can't keep saying, oh, don't do that. Sometimes you just gotta let them do it. That's more of a funny one. If you think you know the answer, it's probably better to ask anyway. A couple more. Regret drags us down. Take what you could have done, make it into what you can do. So I regret not spending more time with my friends. Well, then do your best. See if you can spend more time. You regret not learning to play the guitar. Well, bud, go play the guitar. You don't have to go buy one. I'm sure you know someone who has one. Everybody, there's always that one person who has a guitar. Go learn the guitar. Go learn to paint. Go grab some cheap, dyes and berries and paint with berries. If you need to make it work, make it work. One of the most, the most important and last one I got for you is, it's not the setting, it's the picture you take. And frankly, what this means is, just because it's what you see it's not how you have to see it. It's not what you see, it's how you see it. You can take a crappy situation and make it look fantastic. You can take a fantastic situation and make it look crappy. It's all in your perception. This also relates back to my own art, in which if you have a great subject and a crappy background, you can make that crappy background look great just by framing the picture, right? It's not the setting, it's the picture you take. Anyway, yeah, I'm sorry, I usually do more funny episodes. Usually I've done four. But it seemed like it was a good thing, you know, just get this out. I wasn't feeling in a super happy, well, not feeling it today, so just a little bit of wisdom. I try to live by these. I don't always remember all of them. I don't always do it, but whenever I think about it, I try. It's helped me live my life a little bit better. Hopefully you can take something and take it into your own life. You know, that's what I got. This has been Brian. See ya.